All right, it is that time to talk about what is hot and happening in the community. And one thing that, to me, I have to do is always read. And got a new book in my hand, The Black President, Hope and Fury in the Age of Obama, from the professor, Claude A. Clegg III, Lyle V. Jones Professor of History and African American Studies at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. How are you doing today, Professor?
I am fine, and I love your energy,
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Professor. I take that as a compliment. You know, and this book, I cannot wait to get totally into it. I just received my copy. We've seen books about America's first Black president, Professor, and the subtitle of this, Hope and Fury in the Age of Obama. So tell us, Professor, in writing this book, what was the hope, and what do you see as the fury?
Yes, I think the whole promise of Obama, from the 2008 election to this present day, was that he was going to help us think more positively about race and about the country and about the possibilities of America. And that's what got him elected, coming out of, you know, sort of the dark last months of the Bush administration and the economic collapse that was going on there and being in two different wars and all the other problems that Obama was promising, you know, hope and change. And that he was different from the 43 guys that was before him, and he's going to help us think beyond race and think more of ourselves as Americans, and we're going to pull together this crisis. I think that he misunderstood, and I think most of the rest of us misunderstood, the opposition that existed to that particular message and the ferociousness of the resistance and obstruction that he'd face in the Republican Party. And then eventually in the person of Donald Trump, who would ride the message of, you know, not only is this hope and change thing bogus, but this guy is not even born here. He shouldn't even be in the Oval Office in the White House to begin with. So in that fury takes, I think, Trump into the White House, but it's always there percolating, whether it's the Tea Party and others who just can't believe that you have this guy in the White House.
Now, and having said that, that's why I cannot wait to read this book, because the history of Obama's presidency and the aftermath and where we are today. What was your goal, Professor, in writing this particular book and touching on it in the way that you have? Not always the pretty fluff of being the first Black president in the background, but really getting in hardcore about here's the deal.
I think that as a historian, we have an obligation to, one, interpret history. Historians are interpreters of the past. We don't only write about it, but we try to understand it, interpret it. But also to marshal a wide array of evidence and research so that we can tell as informed a story as we can. And in this present moment, with all the disinformation and the misinformation and the quote-unquote fake news and things that are circulating on the internet, and, you know, we're at the point that we can't, as a country, as Americans, agree on basic facts, whether it's about, you know, the pandemic and vaccinations, or whether it's about climate change and so forth. So I wanted to write a book that gets on the record, based on research and based on the fact patterns of the Obama presidency, what the presidency was, interpreting his years as the president, and how the meaning of those years and the experience of the country during those years and after those years, and provide that in a language that academics would appreciate, but also that general readers would be able to have access to and would be able to pick up my book and know what I'm saying and enjoy and learn something from it.
And it's real important, as we talk about, Professor, inequality, you know, fear, prejudice, that we be able to have, you know, the real, what's going on. Thus, this very thick book, and you got all the receipts in it, Professor, so I cannot wait to sit down. What would you say to somebody who is definitely on the fury end from the Obama years as to why they need to pick this up as we go forward?
I think they need to really understand that one election or two elections is less important than the larger context in which we're living in the larger society. So the book doesn't just cover Obama. It covers his successor, the Trump years, and all the way up to the insurrection and the January 20th inauguration of Joe Biden. It actually starts earlier and covers Obama's earlier life. So I don't. The book doesn't give people a sense that, okay, you have this election of this black guy, his re-election, everything is fixed. And, you know, no, it's that in a long arc of other things that are going on within a greater context that we need to try to view Obama and his time.
The Black President, Hope and Fury, The Age of Obama. Look for the book by Professor Claude A. Clegg III. Thank you so much, Professor, for talking to us in Kansas City today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Take care.
All right. You do the same. Thank you.